بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. I wanted to speak on another point, but remind me inshallah next week about one malfooz of Maulana Ilyas rahmatullah alayh, the object and purpose of learning deen, of becoming an alim. But what came to mind and what comes to my mind is not necessarily a reflection of the imam who just made namaz, but some points that come to mind for the correction of namaz. Then I would like to mention that this doesn't mean that this imam has made this mistakes generally, which we see there's mistakes which have been made and which have to be corrected. One of them is, which came to mind, that some imams, it wasn't this imam now, like we face Qibla in namaz. So you fasten your hands and you don't make Amal-e Kathir, but you move front and back. Some imams move like this while they are making namaz. So that masala, you understand what I'm saying? Though you not move, your legs are firm on the ground, but they move forward up front and like this. They keep on moving like this. So that masala, I don't know if Mufti Mas'ud is here, he can tell me what is the masala, or if any other mufti, whether that comes in Amal-e Kathir or not. And even if it does not come in Amal-e Kathir, it is not a good thing to do. In namaz, especially in the namaz of the Ahnaf, there is lot of sukoon, waqar and itminan. Therefore there is a Rafi Yadain also. Rafi Yadain for Shafi is 100% sabit, there is no problem whatsoever with that. But in the Hanafi namaz, there is more that you just remain motionless. So that is one point that pleases all the imams and in our namazes. And that is why, here in the madrasa, we have students to make imam, the imamat. That they first practice, as I had mentioned, and then they come and they make the imamat. Because if you don't make imamat here, and you get farir, and then you go out in the world, nobody is going to tell you your mistakes. Wherever you go, you're a big maulana, and your community is not going to tell you your mistakes. Yeah, your asatiza are here, they can correct you. And if you get corrected here, inshallah for life you are corrected. And if you are not corrected here, and you don't do any correction, like you never go for a driving test, and you start driving on the road, what will happen? You never learn how to drive, and you never went for a test, and you just start driving. Therefore we kept imamat also for the students, and we kept going to teach in the madrasas, where you will go for practical teaching, because in most probability our students go and teach. So that was one thing. Another thing which is a common mistake also with imams and with our own namazes also. Like we scratch here, anywhere. This is a very common thing. And the masala is that if you scratch by the third time in one rukan, in one part, like while you are standing or while you are in ruku, then the namaz breaks. And if the imam does that, the whole qawm's namaz is broken. So that also, so find out from Darul Ifta if that masala is correct. But this comes in Amal-e Kathir. Also in Amal-e Kathir comes, which our Shaykh had pointed out, like many times when we get up from Sajda, then we lift up our trousers like this, with both hands. According to some muftis, Mufti Razaul Haqsaf of Darul Ulum Zakaria, his fatwa is if you use both hands, then your namaz breaks. If you lift one hand, it's alright. But if you lift both hands to lift your trouser, which is also common, sometimes your trouser is loose, when you went to ruku, you saw it's gone below your ankles. So when you stand up, you lift your trouser up with both hands. Also another thing is, when we go in ruku, and we get up from ruku, then we pull our kurta out. Sometimes we use both hands. So find out this masala also, if you use both hands to pull out your kurta, or from sajda when you get up. And usually it doesn't look nice, the kurta gets stuck in between, so then at the back, so then you pull out your kurta with both your hands. If you have to, very little, but only with one hand. And when you get up from ruku, when you're going in sajda, even if it's stuck at the back, but it's only that little while, that time don't worry about pulling it out. When you get up from sajda, the whole time you're going to stand and it's stuck at the back, then perhaps the people at the back don't like it. So use just one hand and very lightly. One imam who went for an interview, so they made, let him make imamat, and then while he was making imamat, his kurta got stuck. So it was in a village where people haven't got knowledge, in a small little village they haven't got knowledge of deen, so the kurta got stuck, so one person went and pulled it out. So the person next to him told him, it's not jais to do that in namaz. So he went and he pushed it back to him. So the imam thought, these are very dangerous people here. And there was a window in the mihrab. In sajda he jumped from the mihrab and he said, I can't make imamat in a place like this. We are very dangerous people. So anyway, so these are few things which have come to my mind now. My actual point I wanted to speak on was something else. And also, the students also, ustads especially. Is Maulana Musa Kaji here? Yeah, Maulana Ridwan, Maulana Ziyad. You people, what I spoke last time, make notes of this. And put it in the An-Nasiha also. And then make muzakra regularly. And this, alhamdulillah, for those students who will want some good for themselves, during Ramadan, we have 1 hour period for namaz every day, the whole of Ramadan. And at the end of Ramadan, we have practical namaz. We all make the postures practically, and the ulama check whether they are doing it properly. Because there are many of our postures of namaz which are still not correct. We qualify as alims also. But like for example in sajda, to keep the fingers together, all these fingers, commonly the fingers are open. Whereas in sajda we should, even those who know the masala, but we don't pay attention. And you'll find this common. So to correct namaz is very, very important. So try and go by some ustad, or in Ramzan we have a full course on namaz, how to do namaz, the theory of it, and at the end the practical of it. So these few points came this time to mind. If there is any point in anyone's mind, then you can say, everyone can benefit. You can remind me about the scratching, that is very important, eh? Because very commonly we do that. And then a few points I mentioned last week or the week before. So please make notes of all these properly. Make the haqiq wa darul ifta, get the proper masala, and then let us print it, and it will be the benefit of the students also and benefit of other people also. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.